It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 143. A hodgepodge of highlights from my afternoon radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. A couple of special guests on the horizon. Dallas Green of City and Color is going to be popping by to play us a couple of songs within the next week or so. And of course, Big Wreck. Yeah, that band is back together. Disbanded in 2002. 2011, they announced they're back together and they've got this brand new album called Albatross. We'll be talking with them shortly as well. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. If you enjoy it, hey, tell your friends. Don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Tomorrow night is Betty White's 90th birthday. NBC is airing a program called A Tribute to America's Golden Girl, which I'm guessing they actually put together as an obituary piece when she turned 85 and they were just trying to get a little more mileage out of it. Either way, that show will be followed up by Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Yeah, it's senior citizens pulling pranks on young people. And while the TV show Virgin Diaries may try to convince you otherwise, you can only lose your virginity once. Well, at least in most cases. A 27-year-old UK woman technically lost it twice because she has two vaginas. Seriously. The woman recounts that when she turned 18, she went to a doctor because her boyfriend said she was, quote, different in that area. And it was at that point that she learned she had two vaginas, two separate uteruses, and two cervixes. And mark this day down in history. Hulk Hogan is shaving his mustache for an upcoming audition. Yeah, Hulk Hogan without a mustache. Can you imagine? I mean, that's like Lindsay Lohan without a drinking problem. Well, or like Rosie O'Donnell without, a mustache.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Tim Hortons has announced it's changing the sizing for its coffee. Now, essentially, they've just added a new, bigger size for extra large. The current extra large becomes large, large becomes medium, medium becomes small, small becomes child-sized? Maybe they'll just call it extra small. Either way, they've got a brand new 24-ounce size. Personally, I think it's just nice to hear about a change in cup size somewhere other than TMZ. And Burger King is secretly testing a new home delivery service. Now, wait a minute, Burger King? I'm no expert on monarchies, but aren't the peasants supposed to serve the king? Forgive the treasonous implication, but I'm starting to question whether or not Burger King knows how to run his kingdom. And oh, could we finally, at long last, be starting to tire of the Kardashians? Sources point to yes. Keeping Up with the Kardashians dipped 14% in the ratings. Circulation of tabloids like Us Weekly, In Touch, Life and Style, and OK all dropped 18% when a Kardashian was on the cover last month. Skechers even replaced Kim in their Super Bowl ad with a dog. To be fair, though, the script did call for her to drag her ass on the carpet. So that casting call may have been out of Kim's hands.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The Bank of Canada announced yesterday that it will keep the interest rate unchanged at 1%. Seriously, can you believe that? 1%? I don't think I've seen this little interest since Fox announced that they were renewing The Simpsons for another season. And wow, this is kind of morbid. A new Facebook app lets you post a message to your friends that only appears after you die. Yeah, it's called, cleverly enough, If I Die. Now, how does the site know that you've moved on to the big social networking site in the sky? Well, three designated friends have to verify your death. And Wikipedia and hundreds of other websites went black last night at midnight as part of a protest against a new congressional bill in the states that essentially amounts to censoring the internet. Any site that has any pirated content, could be a movie, could be a song, could be something as little as a tiny little image file, would be blocked. And Sharon Osbourne says she and Ozzy have sex 5 times a week. She says she even takes breaks from her chat show to have sex. Judging by the pregnancy rate of the unemployed, I think her viewers are probably doing the same.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
LL Cool J is going to be hosting this year's Grammy Awards. It's actually the first time in 7 years the show has named an official host. Lately, the MC duties just pass from presenter to presenter. See, the thing I find funny is, it's the biggest award show on the planet. It's been years since they've had a host, and who do they pick? One of the co-stars of the worst-rated CSI show on television. It's like they're begging Ryan Seacrest to just say, fine, I'll host it for free. And hey, North Carolina police say that a man they tried to strip search managed to sneak a 10-inch gun into prison by hiding it. Do I have to say it? Let's just say it wasn't in his nose. Anyway, officers managed to track down the weapon after other inmates reported him. It was a .38 caliber revolver with a 6-inch barrel. But, get this, it wasn't loaded. All that work and he forgets the bullets. That's gonna sting. Although after having a 10-inch gun in his ass, he's probably used to a little discomfort. And a woman in California was arrested on prostitution charges after offering sexual favors to a McDonald's patron in exchange for chicken McNuggets. Sorry, is that frowned upon? I'm going to have to plead ignorance here.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Apple announced plans to launch its iTunes U app, allowing users to take university courses through their iPhones or iPads, which is a novel idea, I suppose, but my theory has always been if you have to print out your own diploma, it's probably not a good school. I mean, would you get a colonoscopy from someone who studied medicine on their iPod? Because I wouldn't. And more shocking details are coming out surrounding the bizarre circumstances under which the Costa Concordia cruise ship ran aground in Italy last week. Now, not only is the captain accused of abandoning ship, but one source aboard the ship claims that Schettino ordered dinner less than an hour after the accident. Yeah, the ship is taking on water. Passengers are scrambling, and he's going, anybody else feeling a little munchy? Wow. And I'll bet you think you're a real stud because you know all about the female G-spot. Well, there's an article you should read in this month's Journal of Sexual Medicine, in which scientists now say there may be no such thing as the G-spot after all. Whoops. But don't despair. I'll tell you from experience, if you really want to make your woman moan with desire, give this a try. Vacuum the living room.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.